So, my dear brothers and sisters, it's good to once again be with you. I have been on vacation these last few weeks, and it's good to see you all and to hear these readings tonight. They're really perfect for kind of the homily series, not kind of, the homily series that I want to begin with this weekend over the next couple of weekends. Because I think it's important that as a parish, we always need to know where we're going. Because we're not just a bunch of people who come to Mass and, well, at least that's what I hope. That we, you know, we're not just coming to Mass and going about aimlessly, but there is a purpose, and today's readings really help to highlight that. As we heard in today's first reading with the call of Isaiah, and as we heard in the Gospel with the call of the disciples, we see that in the first reading that God is setting aside a prophet for a mission, as he is also setting aside the disciples for a mission. And also, my dear brothers and sisters, we as a parish are being set aside for a mission. You know, I don't know if we sometimes kind of, we just get used to the fact that, yes, we belong to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. We come here every Sunday, and we kind of live our faith like it's me and God, and that's all. But my dear brothers and sisters, we are part of a greater community, and that greater community plays a very important role in the world and in the city of Fort Collins and in the different places where we work and where we go to school. And it's important never to lose sight of that. And I've been reminded of that. God has really been doing a work with me over the last few years in inviting me to go deeper into my relationship with God, my personal relationship with God, therefore bringing you along that on that ride, but then also to go deeper into what it means to be pastor and shepherd of a parish. You know, this is not a job that I asked for or sought after. A lot of times people think, to be pastor, he has all the power. He must have looked for it. Let me be very honest with you. I'm happy to have another priest do it. Tell you the truth, it's fine because it looks like, oh, he's got the, like I was saying, he's got the power, he's got the authority. Yeah, I also am the complaint department that is open 24 hours a day. I am the happy and unhappy department. I am the sad and the suffering department and every other department that you can possibly name. And so it's, it may look like a high position, it's not. But I say this because in all of this, the Lord has been inviting me to go deeper into what it means to be shepherd and truly what my mission is. And as I was saying, I did not seek to be pastor here. I did not seek to be shepherd and leader. It was given to me. It was entrusted to me. And so that means that my mission is to guide you, is to shepherd you. And a lot of times we can think, well, Father's most important thing is that he's likable or that he's popular. I have learned through a lot of prayer that being pastor is not a popularity contest. God is not going to ask me, how much did you like me? God's not going to ask, was I popular among you? God is going to ask, did you do the mission you were set aside for? Did you challenge them? Did you shepherd them? Did you love them? Did you do the best you could for them? That's what God will ask me. God won't ask me if you liked me. I hope. Please don't misunderstand. I want you to like me, but that's not the end for which I work. That's not the end for which any of us work. As parents, you understand this. You would like your children to like you. That's important. But you're not parents based on whether you're popular among your kids, because if you did that, how many times are you popular with your children? Seldom. So, my dear brothers and sisters, in this mission that God has called me, God has really invited me to go deeper myself and to invite you along that path. And so, in these last couple of years, we have focused on a couple of things. You have heard me speak a lot in these last year and a half to 2 years about prayer and the importance of prayer as a relationship with God. And we've been giving you homework and sending you home. Hopefully, again, I say many times, all I can do is jump up and down and tell you there's a rope. I can't force you to grab it. But I pray and I beg God that you will grab the ropes that are thrown to you and you will take advantage of them. So I hope that in this last couple of years, you have grown deeper in prayer. And of course, that is something that we will continue to do. That is a continual reminder, and that is something that will always be important. You will always hear me speak about from here. Then in these last six to 12 months, we have focused as a parish on the importance of the liturgy. And we spent a lot of time in speaking about the different aspects of what does it mean to come to Mass, and what are we truly experiencing when we come to Mass. Now, again, I can't cover that in 6 to 12 months. That is an inexhaustible discussion, which is something that we will continue to discuss. But in these last months, in this last year, that has been more the focus. If you came to our parish mission, if you didn't come to our parish mission, you still received it over Advent. So you have heard it, and you will continue to hear the importance of what it is to come and celebrate Mass here and to receive Jesus Christ. Now, as we go to the next part of where God is calling us, I think now that we have worked on some of the more, you want to call it, more important things, I think it's now important that as a parish, we become a little more focused, so that everything we do, we do together, and we do. My purpose behind this is that this is like rowing a boat, and it's a lot easier to row the boat when we're all rowing in the same direction, and that's really important, and especially in a parish, because it's so easy for. In any Catholic parish, for us to be bitten by the sins of gossip and jealousy and anger, and hopefully we're hopefully continually fighting those sins, because they are dangerous and detrimental to a parish, and hopefully we don't fall into those sins. But I want to be a little more direct in this next phase. And as I said, the readings today really give me a good springboard to help with that. Because as I was saying, each of us are being set apart. God is setting us apart We are called to live out a mission. And that mission was given to us in our baptism. In our baptism, we received the call to be holy. We were set apart to live that holiness in our daily life. So that is our mission. Then within that mission, we have been given other missions. So we've been called to the mission of being married, and that has a mission, to the mission of having children. Maybe some of us are called to the mission of the diaconate, and that has a mission, to the mission of being a priest, and that has a mission, or entering the religious life, and that has a mission. But God is setting us apart and brings us together within this mission to set us apart from this city. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, we are different than the world. We are different than the world. If we are doing what the world is doing, then we are not living our call. We're not living our mission. And so because we are set apart and because we play a very important role within the city of Fort Collins, because we are known as the Church on the Hill, which I love because that makes us very recognizable. You can say it anywhere in town and everybody knows pretty much what you're talking about. We're the Church on the Hill. Everyone knows it. But my dear brothers and sisters, I want everybody to know it, not because we're a building on a high hill, but because they encounter you, and because they encounter your holiness, they encounter my holiness. I want people to say in Fort Collins, yes, we go to where you go to the Church on the Hill, but I know you, and I know you who you are. That we are living out that difference in this world. And so part of doing that is the Lord has really inspired us through prayer to try as a parish to come up with a vision as to where we are going. And I want to take these next few weeks to dissect that vision. And again, I'm not going to be able to exhaust this in the next 3 weeks. This is going to take a lot more time than that. We're going to have a long time to digest and hear about this. But this is the beginning of it. And it's not just about our vision as a parish, but it's about also the vision of how we live our lives as families and how we live our lives in our workplaces and in our schools. And so the vision statement that God has inspired in us is that all be gathered into the family of God by teaching the truth of the gospel and relying on the love, forgiveness, and healing of Jesus Christ. Now that is really very spiffy. Very spiffy. Good. Now, what does it mean? Today, I want to focus on this first part, that all be gathered into the family of God. This is a term that gets thrown around a lot. And what does it mean to be a family? Sometimes we have misconceptions of what it means to be a family. And this particularly happens in parishes. Because we all have, of course, with 300, if there's 350 people in here, I have 300 different varying opinions on the word family. So it's important that we have a kind of similar understanding of what do we mean by family of God. Because this family that we are called to does not mean that we have this kind of kumbaya idea, that we're all one, you know, that we're all see everything the same way, because that's not realistic. But first and foremost, this family that you and I have been called to, again, goes back to our baptism. Our baptism made us part of this family. Our baptism has given us this grace that cannot be removed, has left on us a mark, and has made us part of this family. And so because of our baptism, we have been given the grace of being called to this parish. And that's why it's important that we are a place that gathers people into the family of God. Now, again, I'm going to continue to define that because we God inspired us to quantify what we meant by that, and next week we'll quantify what we mean by that statement. But my dear brothers and sisters, it is important that we are always a community that is gathering. That is, that we are a community that is calling others to Jesus Christ. It is important that we are signs, that our lives attract others to God. So my question for myself and my question for you, does your life attract others to God? When people see you, do they see the joy, the love, and the truth of Jesus Christ? When people see you and me, do they say, I want what they have? That means we have to ask ourselves, when others encounter us, what kind of spirit are they encountering? Do they encounter a person who is grateful to God? Or do they encounter somebody who is never happy, always complaining, always wanting better, always wanting different? Are our lives a hymn to the love of God? We should ask ourselves that question every day. Is my life today a hymn to the love of God, so that when people encounter me, they encounter God? And that should make us every day ask and beg the Lord, because if we're honest with ourselves, some days we're better at that than others. Some days we're just grumpy. Some days we fall very short, and that's okay. We're not here to be perfect, but we're here to strive to be better. We're here to strive for holiness. We're here to strive to become closer to God. That, my dear brothers and sisters, is how we become a community which is gathering, is that we ourselves are, you know, our lives, a lot of times it's easy to say, well, the way to be gathering is, well, the parish has to be a really welcoming place, and we throw it on the parish, and we use the word welcoming, and we use that word very liberally, because nobody can define for me welcoming, and we throw it on the priest, and we say, it's the priest's job to make the parish welcoming. Boy, if there's political terms, that's one of the biggest ones in the Catholic Church. My dear brothers and sisters, it is my mission and it is your mission. Are you yourself, is your life welcoming to people who you meet. Because then, as a community, if each of our lives are a hymn to the love of God, then as a community, all of us are moving together as a hymn to the love of God, and we are therefore attracting people. I hope that this is a desire for each one of us. And so today, my dear brothers and sisters, as we begin, I truly invite you in this week. I'm going to send you home with homework. It's not scripture homework, but I want to send you home with this question to spend at least 10 minutes a day with this week, and to truly ask yourself, how can my life become a bigger hymn to the love of God? What practical ways can my life become a hymn to the love of God? And I'm sure if we all give it some thought, I'm sure that we can all come up with in prayer two or three ways to ask God in this week to help us live our lives a little holier, just a little. We're not asking for perfection. We're not asking for just a little. And so I challenge you this week to really just spend 10 minutes a day in prayer, answering that question honestly. Be honest with yourselves, and you will truly see that there are many ways that we can. We can grow. And so tonight, as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that we may allow ourselves in this being set apart for a mission, that we may allow ourselves to let God use us for that mission.